USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is starting the process needed to snap back sanctions on Iran.
All U.N. sanctions on Iran lifted under U.N. Security Council notified them that the United States is initiating the restoration of virtually all U.N. sanctions on Iran lifted under U.N. Security Council Resolution 2231. This process will lead to those sanctions coming back into effect 30 days from today.
President Trump says next year will be a great one for job creation if he's reelected.
In a second term in office, we will create 10 million jobs in the next year.
President Trump on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, and in a few hours, Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president to conclude its virtual national convention. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
An uptick in jobless claims, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says 135,000 more Americans filed for benefits last week than the week before.
Federal prosecutors are requesting that actress Lori Loughlin get 2 months in prison and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, get 5 months in prison for their roles in the college admissions cheating scam. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Matt Murphy says,
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Prosecutors say Giannulli took a more active participant role in the scheme, while they say Loughlin took a less active role, but did have her daughters lie as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In 2008, Republicans and John McCain's campaign accused the media of sexist coverage of former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin in questioning the former Alaska governor's executive experience. Palin is speaking out and saying that she hopes the media treats Kamala Harris, who is the third woman in U.S. history to serve as a vice presidential candidate for a major political party, fairly. Palin joins Fox News and discusses Steve Schmidt and Nicole Wallace, who both worked with her on that campaign and are now voting for Joe Biden.
They are the ones who, a couple of them didn't even vote for the ticket. They jumped ship early in terms of their actual enthusiasm for Republicans being elected that year in 08. And that's evidenced now by what they're doing today. You know, they're Democrats. They're very, very liberal. They are part of that uniparty. And to think that they were the ones rolling out, for instance, my candidacy and setting up the interviews and doing what I, there was a lot of sabotaging going on there, especially at the end of the game there.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow and S&P with slight gains. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ improved 118 points to set a record and close at 11,265. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.